Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And this episode, we are pitting Wolverine against Freddy Krueger. Odd matchup, to say the least. Yeah. But, gonna be honest, listeners, we've just got our eyes on our 100th episode at this point. So, and we needed to get a couple in here beforehand. For reasons,
I think the phrase filler would be possibly appropriate.
Filler works. I mean, it's more, there are maybe... Look, we've got some plans, and there are potentially some pugilists that we need to kind of get out of the way before we get to episode 100. So I guess both of these characters needed a shake, so to speak. We have had Freddy on the show before, but as part of a battle royale. I think we had him when we did Maniacs, if I remember rightly. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we had Freddy.
It was one of the early battle royals we did, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the early Halloween ones. But I don't think we've ever really featured Wolverine, have we?
No.
I don't think we've done anything with X-Men. I could be wrong. It's been nearly 100 episodes over, like,
10 years.
Yeah, so I could be wrong. But we figured, you know, both are, like, stabby and shit. Both have got claws.
Scratchy.
Yeah. Both pretty much unkillable. So should be interesting. Well, I say that Freddy is definitely killable.
Yes.
Just very specific hoops that one needs to jump through.
I think one of the ways they killed him is not going to work in this particular fight.
Well, there's only really one way to kill him. This is the thing. Freddy can be stopped in a multitude of ways. Like, you could bury his bones in consecrated ground. You can tell him you're not afraid of him, basically. he was defeated. Like, this is how bonkers Nightmare on Elm Street is. He was literally defeated by true love once.
That's what I mean. You ain't going to get a true love in this one.
Yeah, so it's bonkers, right? But he can be defeated, but he's essentially immortal. He's a dream, or he's made up of dream demons, as it turns out. So the only surefire way, at least in like proper Nightmare on Elm Street lore, we're ignoring that god-awful reboot.
Fuck that, yeah.
Yeah, the only real way is to take him out of the dream world and then kill him. And what that does is release the dream demons, and without the dream demons, he has no power, and therefore he can't, like, come back. As long as he's got the dream demons inside him, and as long as they're in the dream world, like, he's kind of unstoppable. So, but, I mean, if anybody's going to do it, you got to figure it's probably Wolverine, right? He's also kind of unstoppable. So, this could be one of those ones where somebody's just got to have their head cut off and kept in a jar. I mean, that's got to be, as well, the only, I guess, real way to kill Wolverine. Maybe there are ways, but, like, any damage you do to him, he's just going to regenerate, right?
Back,
so, you're going to have to, like, take his head off, I guess. Which Freddy's not going to have a problem doing, so...
No.
Again, this is not going to be one of those fights where we're going, like, but they wouldn't kill each other and they wouldn't fight.
No,
like,
they'd rip each other's fucking throats out. That's the problem.
Yeah, these two would have no problem going for each other, I don't think. I mean, most people have no problem going for Freddy if they're capable. He's a child murderer. So, I think it's fair comment for everybody to have a go at him. First and foremost, where is this taking place? I mean, it's got to be in the dream world, hasn't it?
Of course it does. And I mean, Logan is, he is prone to listless sleep, isn't he?
Well, this is the thing. Like, he's kind of an open goal for Freddy, if I'm honest. Like, if Freddy wants to get in there and manipulate his darkest fears, like, the guy, he's fucked up.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
so there's a lot of material there that Freddy can draw on. It's going to be the real battle here is whether Wolverine can wrap his head around his own past and his own problems, because if he can't, like, Freddy's just going to use him against him. And in terms of the regeneration and the adamantium laced bones and stuff like that, as long as they're in the dream world, like, Freddy is pretty much a god. Like, he will find a way around that. There's nothing he can't do, no one he can't be, no form he can't take. So, like, obviously we think, like, when you first picture this matchup, you figure in, like, knives for hands, basically, right? I mean, we should have thrown Edward Scissorhands in here.
I was just gonna say the same thing.
I mean, he'd go down immediately, like,
completely,
instantly. But, you know, that's the basic. You kind of, the romantic idea of this, I guess, is the two of them almost fencing with their hands. But
yeah,
ain't gonna happen. Like,
no.
it ain't going to happen. This is going to be messy and it's going to be brutal. So, yeah, okay, it's got to be in the dream world. I mean, if Wolvie's able to, like, master it, like, he's going to be in control of the dream. That's the key, right? That's what Dream Warrior taught us.
Yeah.
So it's about whether he's going to be able to turn control of that dream around, it, you know, and get whatever it is that Freddy's going to play against him. He's going to have to wrap his head around that, because I think toe-to-toe, he's not got a chance.
No.
He has literally not got a chance. I don't think anybody would if they're in the dream world. Maybe Batman, but because he's Batman.
I mean, he's fucked up enough when he's awake, so it doesn't. I don't think his dreams are any worse.
Well, hang on. We're not doing Batman versus Freddy.
No, let's leave that one for another time.
You've said it now, so I think I've got to weigh in on it. I think I have got to weigh in on it. I think the whole point is, though, that, yeah, Batman's fucked up, but he has absolutely mastered fear.
Yes.
It's the same reason when, you know, it's the same thing when he comes up against Scarecrow and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fear toxin is going to show him some horrible shit, but he has absolutely mastered fear. So, yeah, I think he's probably got slightly more chance. Let's not get into whether Wolverine would beat Batman, because I'm going to upset people. the answer, of course, is no, he never would, because Batman would absolutely find a counter. Anyway, we're not getting into that. This is about Freddy. So I think for me, the easy target here is for Freddy just take the form of Jean Grey. It's easy, right? And just start twisting the screws.
Yeah.
Because, like, and also, like, Wolverine's not going to attack him then. Wolverine's not going to attack Jean Grey. Not unless, like, he goes full on Phoenix Force. And even then, he's probably going to try and talk them down. Yeah. Just making sure we're using the correct pronouns for an imaginary dream demon taking the form of someone else. Talk them down. So I think if he does that, like, he could probably get in, like, he's going to have to twist the screws a bit, but he can probably get in quite close. The issue is how he actually manages to decapitate Wolverine, because he's still got to get through adamantium, right?
Yeah.
Now, what gets through adamantium is the question.
Lightsaber.
I feel like we've had that discussion already, haven't we?
It was the vibranium shield.
Yes, it was the vibranium shield. I mean, similar kind of deal, really.
Yeah.
Right? Vibranium's super hard as well. Yeah, he could literally... it could be that quick, you know? Getting close to take a swipe with a lightsaber. And does that mean Darth Vader would also be able to beat Wolverine, is the question.
Potentially.
I mean, he's got the Force on his side as well. I feel like now this has just all of a sudden become how easy is it to kill Wolverine? And the answer is very, by the sound of it. Because, like, he wouldn't have an answer for a Force choke either, would he?
No.
Really? So...
And, like, realistically, with choking, it's not damage to the body, it's just cutting off oxygen, isn't it? So it's not like he can regenerate from that.
No, I guess you're right, because that you'd end up with brain death, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So actually, Freddy doesn't... Like, Freddy could utilize that as well. He doesn't actually have to behead him. No,
you just need to suffocate him, effectively.
Suffocate him, stop his heart, I guess.
Yeah, because presumably... Because spoilers for Logan.
Right, okay. I haven't seen Logan.
Right.
But I am aware. Right, yeah, spoilers. I am aware what happens. But you're going to have to talk me through it, because all I know is the broad picture of what happens. I don't know how it actually goes down.
I've only seen it once, and it was quite a while ago. Basically, he dies of old age.
I mean, that's rubbish.
I mean, yeah, there's more to it than that. But it's basically the mutant gene that makes him regenerate has slowed down as he's gotten older. We establish he's like 4 million years old or some shit like that. No, he's really fucking old. And then he's in whatever the fight is. I said, I've only seen the ones. Whatever the fight is, he's that badly damaged that his body can't regenerate enough. And he dies through his injuries that way. As a normal person would, just he takes a far bigger kick than the rest of us would.
Yeah, he just takes a shitload of damage.
Yeah. So that's kind of it. That's where it ends up. So it is kind of lame. It's a bit like dying of old age, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as lame as you made it sound initially. When he died of old age, I was just like, oh, that is fucking rubbish.
As far as anybody in a comic can die of old age.
Well, as far as anybody in a comic can die, like, it just doesn't happen. No one's... Like, Uncle Ben stays dead. That's it. everyone and Pa Kent and everyone else, that's it. Oh, and the Waynes.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Like, if you're a parent in a comic, you're fucked. A bit like Disney movies. Otherwise, nobody ever stays dead. Like, it just doesn't happen. A bit like Freddy Krueger. So, yeah, I guess he could choke him out. I mean, just for, like, cool points, he could use the power glove from Dream Warrior and just use that and choke him with it, I guess.
I think if you get to that point where you starve the brain of oxygen, that then stops the heart from beating. And then if his heart's not beating and his brain is dead, he is dead, therefore he's not going to be able to regenerate. The regeneration surely only comes from him being alive.
You would think so. I am almost entirely sure someone out there will be able to tell us that an issue, whatever the fuck.
my X-Men knowledge is basically the early 90s cartoon and the films. So I'm fairly sure in one of the films he got shot point blank in the fucking center of the head, and the bullet just wove its way back out again.
And it pops out.
So maybe we're wrong. Maybe brain death doesn't kill him.
Well, no, but that's the thing. That bullet didn't hit his brain, right? That bullet hit the adamantium lining his skull. That's what I'm saying. So if we were going to decapitate him, Freddy's got to get through that, which I don't think he can. But if he can choke him out, which theoretically, I don't see any reason why he couldn't choke him out. The real question is whether Wolverine manages to fly off the handle beforehand and get some damage in. I do feel like Freddy would have to tread carefully. He is all about psychological warfare. That's kind of the thing. He's all about turning your worst fears against you and stuff. But I think it's a bit like sort of stepping on a landmine, isn't it? If he needs to have just the right amount of pressure. Like if you step on a landmine, you take your foot off, it goes boom, right? But at the same time, you've got to move. So you've got to very gently ease your foot up and get something else in place. Now, this is the same thing. Like once he's pushed the button, once he's started this process going, he has to keep it a very even keel, because if he pushes Wolverine just a fraction too far, he's going to go ape shit.
Yeah.
And if he goes berserker on him, then he's going to do some damage. I think he could, but the problem is, if he goes berserker in a dream world, he could rip Freddy to shreds. He could be there for an hour, just ripping him to shreds. It's not going to do a thing.
No, it won't make a blame bit of fucking difference. He needs to drag him into the real world and do it.
He needs to get him into the real world. So he's got to pull him out of the dream, basically.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if we allow assistance, he can definitely do that, because Jean Grey could easily do that.
Yeah.
Xavier could easily do that, but we're not allowing assistance because we don't. No. So he's got to use one of the convoluted ways that they do it in the films. But I just don't think he's got that. He's a blunt object, isn't he? Is the problem. Yes. Wolverine. Well, he's not a blunt object. He's a very sharp object.
Very sharp. He's a very sharp blunt object. But I know what you mean. He's not a tactical thinker. He's a punch and hit and kick and slash and get the fucking thing done.
Yeah, he's a fly off the handle and hit it until it falls over. He's a barbarian. Yeah. Like I said, if he goes berserker, he literally is a barbarian. He will just fly at something and rip it to shreds. That is not going to work with Freddy Krueger. And I don't think Freddy has to really even fight here. I think he just has to stir the pot and let Wolverine self-destruct until he gets in close enough to choke him out. The question is how he manages to do that and maintain it. Because again, once you start that choke, if Wolverine realizes he's in danger, he is going to attempt to break that choke. So, Freddy can't turn into Darth Vader and force choke him. That's unfair. No. That's mixing universes. I don't think it would
that's taking the piss.
Yeah, I don't think it would be out of character is the thing, though.
No, but it's whether or not Fox owns enough. It's all Disney now, isn't it? So,
it's all Disney. It's all... Well, no, Freddy wouldn't be. I guess it would be in a roundabout way. Yeah. Well, it would have been New Line, wouldn't it? But last New going Line, off, the was, right New Line.
Yeah, which was... Who the fuck had New Line?
Wasn't New Line linked to Miramax at one point? Or am I making that
up? At one point.
This is probably boring for everyone listening. I'm pretty sure.
I think it's kind of irrelevant because I think mixing genres like that would probably be a bit unfair.
Yeah, it's not out of character for Freddy, though. Like, he would, he's big on a pop culture reference.
Yeah,
so
he might be Darth Vader instead.
Yeah. But I think that's unfair. So he can't force choke him. He could turn into a giant fucking snake and just wrap himself up. But then Wolverine can slash the shit out of that.
But then again, if he's at that point, if he's at that sort of level where he can turn into anything or do anything, get a fucking adamantium rope around his neck.
I mean, yeah, he literally could do that.
I'm fairly sure adamantium can't cut through adamantium.
I don't know.
Otherwise, every time he shaves, he's cutting his fucking jaw off.
I mean, let's be honest. If we're going to have this conversation, it's not about the shaving, is it?
No.
Let's be honest. Like, if he gets a little bit too excited, like, you've got to wonder what kind of damage he could do, because there's no bone there either.
No, but grow back.
Well, would it, though? Does he regenerate limbs like Deadpool does? I thought he just, like, healed up his skin and shit. Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it? Regeneration's regeneration, right? So I guess if he did cut his dick off, I guess he could grow his dick back.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be okay. I mean, it would still annoy you, though, if every time you just wanted a quick wank, you had to, like, grow a new dick. That'd be pretty fucking annoying, right?
Especially if he didn't finish first.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think of the logistics of this, because they would... I don't think cutting his dick would be a problem. I think because he'd be wrapping his wrist around, right?
Yeah, he'd be stabbing himself in the fucking thigh. Would be
yes,
the problem.
Yeah, it'd be more stabbing yourself would be the issue. Yeah, so I guess that's okay. I mean, maybe he's into a bit of BDSM, a little bit of pain and flagellation and all that. Maybe he's fine with it. I don't know. We had to take that
decision. This is a turn I wasn't expecting.
No, you brought it up. You brought it up. So, well, I mean, technically I brought it up, but you took me down that road. So it was always going to happen.
to be fair, it was always going to happen regardless of who did it.
There was no way we were having this conversation without getting into how does Wolverine wank, really, was there? I mean, Freddy can just take the glove off. He's fine. But, yeah, Wolverine, that's going to be pretty painful. Anyway, where the fuck were we before we started talking about superheroes masturbating?
Cut through adamantium, because if you put a rope around it.
Right, yeah, so we're back neck. We're back into, like, pseudophysics again, aren't we? Right, okay, wait a minute. Let's...
Pseudo's your friend.
Yeah, somebody's thought about this already.
Oh, something like it's bound to have done this, yeah.
Because we had this discussion with Vibranium. We had this discussion.
Yeah, we did. And actually, Mark Hamill had answered it on Twitter. Somebody asked him, and he said, fuck yeah, of course it could.
Yeah, so adamantium can't cut through adamantium. So,
there you go.
Yeah, Wolverine only needs to hit one soft point to sever the neck. So there you go. So he is actually quite vulnerable.
Yeah.
So basically, his claws cannot cut through any material, being or object, which is stronger or tougher than primary adamantium. So he could cut vibranium, but not an adamantium vibranium alloy. Apparently, somebody's done the science here.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah, thank you, Internet. So
much appreciated.
Yeah. So you're right. He could, Freddy could just turn into a fucking adamantium robot, for instance. Yeah. And just
fucking strangle him.
And strangle him to death. Yeah. It's all about the... See, this is a different kind of damage then, though, isn't it, I guess? Because this is crushing damage, so it's more about whether... But then, no, because the adamantium wouldn't be protecting his windpipe, would it?
No, it wouldn't. It's a skeleton.
Yeah.
So it's everything else is still going to be exposed. No, his throat, his windpipe, and everything, that's all going to be as is. It's not as if they've given him an adamantium suit of armour.
Mm. Yeah, so he could.
So, yeah, it's just crushing the larynx and stuff, stopping that, doing that for long enough that it stops him from regenerating.
But it's the doing it for long enough that's a problem. Isn't it? That's what I'm saying, because regardless of how careful he's been and how far he may have pushed him, let's assume he does take the form of Jean Grey then, so that Wolverine's not initially overtly hostile towards him. When somebody's about to choke you out, like you're gonna slash out, surely.
Yeah, but this is where it's coming. If you become something adamantium, you can get around his neck like a rope or something. You can fucking hang him, or you can get him from behind.
I guess yeah.
So regardless of any slashing,
I'm following
you.
Yeah, and then even if he does like slash out,
he's not going to do anything because he can't cut through it.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be his first thing, is to try and cut it, is to get the claws out and try and cut through it from behind him.
Mm. So Mark's making the motion of a noose here.
I was going to say that for anybody, everybody can't see me, I'm doing a really fetching motion of trying to cut through a fucking noose behind me.
So what we're basically saying is Freddy's going to lynch him.
Yeah, which is kind of in keeping because they lynched him.
They burned him.
Well, they did, but there's a lynch mob went after him. They did him with Molotov cocktails, didn't they?
Yeah, they burned him. They locked him in the tool shed or the boiler room rather, and burned him, which is why he's disfigured. So I guess he could lynch him, just string him up. I mean, he's quite short as well, so he wouldn't have to be like hiked far off the ground.
Not that high.
Yeah, because he's a tiny little dude.
Yeah.
Plus, again, Freddy could literally just, I was about to snap my fingers, which would hurt everyone's ears, but he could snap his fingers and magic up a gallows and leave him dangling.
Yeah, that's it. Just leave him as long as he needs to leave him for.
That was awfully easy, wasn't it?
I know. That's kind of disappointing, actually.
It is kind of disappointing, but I think, if it was in the real world, I think it would go completely the opposite way.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Like, so this is an interesting one because it is all about the terrain. but I don't. It could.
I don't see a scenario where it would be in the real world. Is the problem?
Well, not without Wolverine forcibly removing Freddy from the dream world.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think he's. Like I said, I don't think he's smart enough or even emotionally intelligent enough to do, because I think Freddy's manipulative enough.
Yeah.
And Wolverine is dumb enough.
Yeah, and Wolverine's entire MO is fight.
Yeah. So I think
it's there's no flight part to him. It's all fight. So he's gonna as soon as Freddy comes after him, he's gonna be right. Okay, I'm into this. I'm gonna fucking go for it. I'll sort this out. I'll sort the best way I know how. I'll stick my fucking claws through him. End of story. Nothing survives that, except every fucking thing survives that.
Yeah. And there's no way he's gonna be intelligent. Right. What I need to do is stick my claws to him and drag him out of the dream.
Yeah.
So that I can then rip him to shreds.
Yeah.
He's not smart enough to do that. So unless we allow it to start in the real world, which I don't think we can, I just do not think
I don't think he would, because Freddy wouldn't be there to get...
See, this is the thing, innit? Like, Wolverine has to sleep. So sooner or later, he's going to end up in the dream world. So Freddy would just wait him out.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd just sit there having a wank with his good hand.
Or take the glove off.
I mean, yeah, could do that, I guess, yeah. That would be easier, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends which hand. No, it depends which what his proclivity
is. I mean, look, maybe he wants a left-handed wank now and again, you know. I mean, he probably doesn't get a lot of company in the dream world, so, you know, just make it feel like somebody probably else is not with him. Although, could he... Oh, yeah, look, let's not get into this. Let's not. I've had a long day, right? So if we get into this, it's going to go really badly downhill.
Yeah, so it's going to go sideways quickly, isn't it?
It really is. So yeah, I think Freddy's got it all over him, as apparently does Darth Vader and Batman. So
yeah,
I think we're going to get some hate over this.
Fine.
I'll stand by both of those, though. I definitely think Darth Vader could take him, and I'm 100% sure Batman could take him.
And let's be fair, the time we've saved on doing this episode so short, we can do some hate mail anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to challenge us, write in. I'm sure. I am sure my X-Men knowledge is pretty good, all right, and my Nightmare on Elm Street knowledge is pretty good as well. I haven't watched Nightmare on Elm Street for a little while now, but it was absolutely one of my favorite film series growing up, and as a young adult as well. I've seen a lot. I've put a lot of hours into Freddy Krueger. My X-Men knowledge is pretty good, but I'm not like biblical on Marvel. So there probably is some random trivial fact somewhere that we have omitted. In the interest of research, I have done a little reading up on this, and nothing jumped out to me that made me go, oh no, actually.
For the sake of transparency, I've done absolutely nothing in terms of research. I didn't even have time to watch anything this week. So
I mean, there's nothing to watch, right? You're familiar enough with X-Men, and you're familiar enough, like these two. Are easy. It's not
well. That was kind of the point, wasn't it? It was like, well, I don't need to do anything this week. It's Easter weekend. I can go and get drunk.
It's not like doing fucking Gandalf and Dumbledore, where the pair of us were like, at least we kind of know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we know who these characters are.
Yeah,
it's a good start.
Yeah, it's fine, and it gave me an excuse to start X-Men 97 as well. So it was all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. But I just don't think he's got a chance. Bless him. Not any version of Wolverine either. We didn't even discuss which version we were taking. But it's just.
But that's kind of the thing, isn't it? Same as which version of Freddy. It's just it's Freddy and it's Wolverine. It's a combination of iterations. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, there's only really three versions of Freddy, and possibly even two, depending on what your view is on Freddy and Jason. I'd call it, I mean, it's outside the canon, but it's definitely the same Freddy. So there's really only that Freddy, and then the shitty new, I mean, I guess New Nightmare could count as a different, yeah, it would count as a different Freddy. So, okay, maybe there's four possibly. So there's more than I thought, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, even with Wolverine, like the character has been fairly consistent through his iterations. Yeah. So I think I'm comfortable in just taking amalgam of both of them, and I don't think he's bless him, I don't think he's got a chance, and I feel really bad about that, because he is cool. We all like Wolverine. You know, but he ain't as fucking hard as people think he is he?
Like, well, this is the problem, isn't that
it, like, everybody thinks he's the absolute, like, most nailed. He's not. He really isn't. He's actually quite squishy.
He's quite playable.
Yeah, if you think about it, he's pretty fucking squishy. Who else could take him? Superman could definitely take him in an instant, like, probably with one hand tied behind his back, to be honest.
I think Thor would have him because he just hit him with lightning and that'd overload his heart, because he'd be a lightning rod, overload his heart.
I mean, literal god. So Hulk would have him, definitely.
Yeah.
Just make Wolverine mush.
Yeah.
He-Man would have him, 100%. 100%. Yeah, he's actually pretty shit, isn't he? The more you... Oh, that's, yeah. There's the comment right there. There's the one. Oopsie.
That's the one that's going to do it.
Oopsie. Sorry, listeners. I call it as I see it. I'm going through this process because I'm trying to give the guy a win now in my head, and it's short of a gimme. Like,
there's not one there. Is the problem?
No. Like, I don't want to insult him even by saying like, yeah, Ant-Man. You know, he's fucked. He's absolutely fucked. I did think actually he might have a bit more fight in him than this, but once we started talking it through, I'm like, no, Freddy.
I was the same. I thought this was going to be a really tough one.
Yeah, but Freddy can twist the screw so easily. He's an expert at it, and Wolverine's so easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Because his brain is fucking Swiss cheese anyway, right? So.
Yeah. And we've seen how easy it is for people to manipulate him.
Yeah, because he's just a big old, little old ball of rage. Yeah, he's fucked. Freddy's the winner. Freddy goes on the winner's list, definitely. Yeah.
At the risk of invoking all sorts of wrath, if you disagree or if you want to have a conversation about it, please let us know.
Yeah, if you've got a good argument, I would be interested, right? Because I feel like that was too easy.
Yes.
But sometimes they just be like that.
And we've had a few of those, to be fair, where we thought they're going to be really difficult, and actually we've gone into it and gone, oh, fuck, is that it? How do we pad for the next 20 minutes to make it worth actually putting the show on?
We talk about masturbation is how we do that, listeners. You've probably noticed that already.
And if you haven't, where have you been?
Yeah, well, masturbating, obviously.
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to know if people have thoughts, because I mean, we've come at this fairly objectively and come to a fairly quick conclusion. That's what she said.
I've made a lot of masturbation jokes in the last 2 minutes, so I was going to leave that one lie, but
I was waiting for it, so I'd better give it to you. If you do have any comments, or if you'd like to get in touch, please do so on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net, where you can also get other shows and our previous episodes of this show. Wherever you get your podcast from, subscribe, leave a message, we'll get back to you as best we can. Until next time.
See you later.